Update, brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
That's the mic. Good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Tuesday, 26th of March, 2024. From Manx Radio, 30 minutes looking at the latest news on the Isle of Man. Background to the news, we've got sport and business and travel updates on the newsmakers in person. This evening, Kroger Gas haven't paid last year's licence fee yet. Scarlet fever has arrived on the Isle of Man. Steam Packet's answer to cutting carbon, cut services. Our new head of AI at $100,000 a year, and the Manx athlete Brenda Walker has died at 67, and there's fog on the mountain road.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Chanel Sukku.
Fastamai. Manx Care says it will be working with public health to monitor any further cases of scarlet fever and will respond as required. It comes after a case was detected at a primary school on the island. A Douglas councillor believes rates reform needs to be higher on central government's agenda. Modernising the system was mentioned numerous times during the rate-setting process earlier this year, as almost all were raised in line with or above inflation. And tributes are being paid to legendary Manx athlete Brenda Walker, who has died at the age of 67. In international news, President Biden has called the bridge collapse in Baltimore a terrible incident. Six people are unaccounted for and believed to be in the water after a ship crashed into it this morning. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will have to wait to find out whether he can appeal over his extradition to the United States. The High Court has ruled that he can't be sent to face espionage charges until America gives certain guarantees. And the King will be seen in public at an Easter Sunday church service at Windsor Castle. Charles' appearance will be his most significant since his cancer diagnosis was revealed last month. Those were your headlines. News at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's guidance on powers of attorney and more. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Gora Mayad, thank you. Chanel from the Runnels Way Met Office. We've got a strong wind warning in operation for the North Irish Sea. State of sea is mainly moderate, and the weather, rain arriving on a fresh easterly after dark. We're down to 5 degrees through the night. For Wednesday, Ukraine, rain first thing tomorrow, clearing to sunshine and scattered showers and a fresh to strong southeasterly, veering southerly as the day goes on, and up to 9 Celsius, overnight minimum 5. For Thursday, Jordan, a wet start, clearing for a while, then more rain later in the day, top temperature 10 Celsius. Tide still on the way out, low waters 29 minutes after 6. Sunset 6:45, high water 25 past midnight, sunrise in the morning 2 minutes after 6, and the morning low tide at 19 minutes to 7.
Manx Glass and Glazing are proud to be an approved contractor with Construction Isle of Man. Call the team on 674573 or visit the showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
The energy firm hoping to find natural gas in Manx waters is yet to pay its licence fee for last year, despite now being issued with an invoice for the 2024 period. The story with Christian Jones.
Kroger promises residents and businesses on the island will benefit environmentally, socially and financially from the extraction of fossil fuels. However, the infrastructure minister says requested variations enabling the company to begin drilling before completing 3D seismic surveys have delayed the payment. A decision on that proposal is expected to be made before the end of June. Tim Cruckle explains what implications a failure to pay has on the organisation's licence.
Agreement has been reached with Kroger Limited about the timing of the payment of the sum due, this being linked to the request for a variation to the licence. The matter of any outstanding sum does not have any direct effect on the licence with the department, as there is an agreed arrangement in place as noted.
But I think members of the public would assume that not paying invoices for a great number of months is a sort of thing that affects the terms of the licence, which include financial capacity and demonstration of having the ability for having access to tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions, for proper exploitation of the nation's hydrocarbon resources. Does the minister agree that really unpaid debt, which might be more extensive than just registration fees, is something that's relevant?
There will be an expectation that this bill will be paid.
The Department of Enterprise's digital arm is offering an annual salary of £100,000 to find what they're terming as a head of artificial intelligence. Listen for Digital Isle board member Jason Bissell and chief exec of Digital Isle of Man, Lyle Raxall.
We need somebody who can work across government to develop a national AI strategy, making sure that we have a clear direction of travel holistically for the Isle of Man. And we need somebody who's going to be able to educate, be able to do knowledge sharing and pull people together and to collaborate with people to help identify what these opportunities are.
That's a lot you're asking for. Is 100,000 enough?
Well, we hope so. I think we'll cast the net and see if we can get the right person this time, which I truly hope we can, because we need somebody. We need to get started on this sooner rather than later. But if not, then we'll have to reevaluate and go back out.
You're quite a good team up here. Are you not able to draw this sort of expertise from within that team?
We have an excellent team here. I think we have an awful lot of things on already. This is a huge role and not something we can fill from within the team we currently have.
The world sort of interest in AI has grown over the last year and a half.
There's suspicion, isn't there, through things like chatbots. People are thinking, are these things going to pass themselves off as humans?
And they are in many ways already. So I think the question is, what is our position on the island and how do we make sure that we have a trusted environment for artificial intelligence? How do we encourage employment of artificial intelligence? Because this is an economy that has already happened. It's happening. And what is our response on the island?
There are a few people who have been in government for some time who might be a bit suspicious about this whole area. How do you deal with them?
I think that's where education is key. And I think that when we start talking about and having successes of use cases that we've developed with this technology, it will bring it to life to them and realise the benefits are there. Equally, I think there will be times when we say, no, we're not going to do certain things. And we're going to have to build that trust with people who are sceptics.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source. And Manx Radio's Update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Fastamites, 22 minutes now before 6 this Tuesday evening, live from Douglas in the Isle of Man. The Isle of Man Steam Packet Company believes reducing services will be the way forward to cutting carbon output. But Managing Director Brian Thompson acknowledges that's just a short-term proposition and there are alternatives.
There's like three things you can look at to reduce carbon. Low carbon fuel, which we aren't there with at all. The design of the vessel, which we can't change. And then the sort of frequency of the service. So perhaps the sea service agreement, if you like, is stopping us from changing the service, if you like. So there could be points in the year where one sail in a day is better for carbon reduction and from a business perspective as well. So there's like a win-win there. But I think reduced services or slow steaming are going to be the way forward for reducing the carbon output, certainly in the short term. That might change as low carbon fuels become readily available at a reasonable price, but we're some way off that at the moment. But it's something that the board review often. The Manxman engines are multi-fuel engines, so when a low carbon alternative to marine gas oil becomes readily available, if it's something we could switch to. I don't really see it on the horizon, if I'm honest. I think it's an easy one for people to say, oh, just get, but it's not as simple as just getting those things. And again, I'll refer back to Scotland. I think they've built vessels that they're having to drive the fuel to the port, whereas what we want is a regular ferry service. If we can have a low carbon fuel available in Liverpool or on the island at a reasonable price, we would obviously use it, because that is a goal for all of us, the sustainability of the planet.
Manx Care says it's going to be working with Public Health Isle of Man to monitor any future cases of scarlet fever and will respond as required. Here's Chanel with more detail.
It comes after a case of scarlet fever was detected at a primary school on the island. In an email seen by Manx Radio, parents are being encouraged to look out for any related symptoms and to contact their GP if they are concerned. In December 2022, under 10 cases of the bacterial infection were reported. According to the NHS, scarlet fever usually affects children, but it is easily treated with antibiotics. Symptoms include a high temperature, a sore throat, swollen neck glands, and a rash that appears 12 to 48 hours later. Anyone who has concerns is urged to contact their GP, who may prescribe antibiotics, which would reduce the chance of a serious illness such as pneumonia and make it less likely that you'll pass the infection on to someone else. In a statement to Manx Radio, Manx Care says it will be working with public health to monitor any further cases and will respond as required.
The only radio station that's Manx, and we're proud of it. Celebrating 60 years, this is Manx Radio.
Tributes are being paid to legendary Manx athlete Brenda Walker, who's died at the age of 67. In a glittering career, Brenda Walker achieved a wide range of Isle of Man athletics records, some of which stand to this day. Long-distance runner Sarah Webster describes how big an impact Brenda had on the sport on the island.
Complete inspiration, and her records are incredible, and only now are we starting to even get close to them. And obviously, with Gemma Aston, Sarah Aston and Rachel breaking the shorter records, me just about managing to break her Vet 40 records occasionally, but, you know, utter respect to her. She's absolutely amazing and a total inspiration, and so sad to have lost her. I think you can't help be inspired by her times. They were just phenomenal. Her records have stood that test of time, and it's just incredible what she achieved, and over a massive range of distances as well. Most people, you know, aim to break maybe one record and one record over one distance in one age group, but to have that huge range is absolutely phenomenal. Brenda's are incredibly difficult to break, and again across the age groups, so some of them it's almost by luck, but yeah, a lot, most of it is really hard work and dedication and looking at those records and, can I make a plan to break that one? No, that's too difficult, let's aim for a slightly easier goal and then work up to that one. And some of them, whether there's some of them will be broken in my lifetime, I don't know, but absolutely phenomenal, her records and as an athlete. British athletics, and particularly women's distance running, is really stepped up massively in quality, and I think the Isle of Man is following that trend. We are now getting some very, very good distance runners coming through, and the quality is shining out, and I think, you know, Brenda's inspiration has inspired me.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 18 minutes now before 6, interim profits at the UK house builder Bellway dropped more than a half on the back of a slump in housing completions and a deterioration in margins, but the company pointed to an improving economic outlook as mortgage rates continue to fall back. The company slashed its dividend for the first half to just 16p per share, down from 45p at the half-year stage a year earlier, but in line with its target of underlying dividend cover of 2.5 times for the full financial year. Like many other housing developers, Bellway's been hit by the rapid rise in interest rates over the past 2 years, which has had a big impact on affordability, demand and pricing. And for a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookhall.com. The rise in the cost of chocolate eggs this Easter is because of the higher price of cocoa caused by poor harvests from some of the most prominent producers in the world. According to the Which? Supermarket food and drink inflation tracker, some Easter eggs cost 50% more this year. Have you noticed? In British supermarkets, a 286-gram Malteser truffle luxury Easter egg is up from £8 last February to £13 this year. And a 5-pack of Lindt Gold Bunnies rose from an average of £2 to £3.11. Examples of shrinkflation were also found. A large Mars Milk chocolate egg reduced from 252 grams to 201 grams. Costs are unlikely to come down soon. Bloomberg reports a fourth consecutive year of supply deficit predicted for cocoa in West Africa, where most cocoa in the world is produced. Speaking to Politico, Swiss chocolatier Linton Sprungli said it put up its prices by an average of 10% last year, while Tony's Chocolonely reported a 7% increase.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed higher. The yen was steady after Japan's finance minister said he'd not rule out any measures to cope with a weakening currency. Oil wasn't changed that much, and gold rose. The numbers from Ramsey Crookall at the close in London London. The FTSE 100 up almost 0.2% at the close, 7,930. The DAX in Frankfurt up 0.75%, 18,399. A short time ago in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial up 0.25%, 39,412. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index in New York up just over 0.25%, 16,428. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 up 0.2% at 5,228. But the day continues. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1.26.3, €1 16.6, and 23 South African rand 97.8. In commodities, gold's up 0.3%, $2,177 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 0.2% at $85.96.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
Bye.
You haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsay Cook all later?
Oh, no, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
3:15.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsay Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
A teenager from Douglas has appeared in court less than 2 weeks after magistrates warned him to turn his life around. The story with Tessa Hawley.
Kyle James Reader of Peveril Road pleaded guilty to assaulting his brother at Douglas Courthouse. The 17-year-old was found fighting with him in the middle of Glencrutchery Road in the traffic just before 11 o'clock in the morning on the 21st of March. The pair had been at a family funeral before an argument broke out. Reader's advocate described it as a domestic incident between the two. The court heard the assault came exactly 1 week after magistrates had sentenced Reader for another assault in which he fractured a man's cheekbone after pulling a knife on him. That took place on Central Promenade in Douglas on New Year's Eve. The man had called Reader the wrong name in greeting as he walked past, and the teen started fighting with him. He produced a Swiss Army knife from his pocket, asking the man, "Do you want this in your neck?" before punching him in the face. On that occasion, Reader later admitted possessing an offensive weapon, assault causing grievous bodily harm, assaulting a police officer with the intention of resisting arrest, and a fray. Sentencing him to 18 months probation, magistrates had told Reader, "We truly hope you think about what you need your life to look like. You're an adult now, Mr. Reader. Hopefully this will be your last appearance in court." Sentencing him for the new offence, Deputy High Bailiff Rachel Braidwood revoked that probation order and imposed a new 18-month order which takes into account the new assault charge. She also ordered him to pay prosecution costs of £125.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates. Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting with cycling, and it was a successful weekend for Manx Pro competitor Sam Brand, who secured a podium finish in Europe. The Team Novo Nordisk rider claimed a podium place for the intermediate sprint at the La Rue Tourangelle in France on Sunday. On social media, he says the achievement means the absolute world to him and that he is continuing to help drive change across the world. The core principle of Brand's Team Novo Nordisk is to raise awareness of diabetes and to educate and empower others affected in some way by the condition. Elsewhere, another Isle of Man footballer is set to benefit from signing with a US-based sports scholarship agency. Onken AFC's Ruby Palmer will join First Point USA as part of the organisation's class of 2025. Founded in 2001 and headquartered in Manchester, First Point USA assists athletes in a wide range of sports in the process of securing scholarship opportunities at American universities. Having represented the islands since under-10s level, Palmer is also currently the youngest player to have scored for the Isle of Man's senior women's side. The striker was part of the national squad, which secured women's football bronze at the 2023 Island Games in Guernsey. Palmer becomes the second Manx competitor to be snapped up by the organisation this month, after First Point USA also signed Peel AFC's Louis Bajard for next year's intake. And one of the Isle of Man's badminton squads has secured back-to-back promotions in the Badminton England Senior County Championships. Competing in the final weekend of the county season at Tyneside, IOM2 won all three of their remaining matches across 2 days to finish top of Division 3 North. In the first of two contests on Saturday, the Manx side dispatched Lothian 2 by 9 points to 2 before a crucial 8-3 victory over fellow top of the table contenders Durham. Heading into Sunday, level on points at the summit with Lancashire 4, the Ireland team sealed promotion and top spot with a 7-4 win over Northumberland 2. As a result, IOM 2 are expected to move up into Division 2 North, in which fellow Manx side IOM 1 currently play.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, the 7:30 EasyJet from London Gatwick, the 5-8 returning patient transfer Logan Air from Liverpool, and the 8 o'clock Logan Air from London City, all showing on time. Outbound, 6 o'clock Logan Air to Liverpool, and the 8:10 EasyJet return to London Gatwick. On the roads, temporary lights on Braddon Road near Strang close for a temporary pedestrian crossing. In Laxey, temporary lights on New Road between Old Laxey Hill and Lurgy Graw for crane work. Hillside Avenue, Douglas, closed through to Circular Road for adjacent office window replacement. And a section of Switzerland Road in Douglas closed for construction work till November. Lights on Brighton Terrace at the Mount Bradder Junction for gas main replacement in Douglas. And face closures on the Starvey Road for water main work. Also face closures on Ballykilferrick Road in Colby for water main work. And on the Cian Drogheda Road too in Antrius. Temporary lights on Whitebridge Road, Onken, at the Ballycrink Drive Junction for emergency gas repairs. And you've got temporary lights on the TT course between Bishop's Court and Balaff for building work. Also temporary lights on the TT course at the Ballycobb Junction, Balaff, for resurfacing. Then it's off to Kirkmichael for the next 2 weeks. And temporary lights north of Balaff for work on pavements, which will move steadily towards Sulby. Temporary lights on the main road, Kirkmichael, near Douglas Road corner. They're doing some carriageway repairs there.
Ask how you can spread the cost interest-free at Quayside.
And the Matrix signs at Hilbury, Sulby, Bagarrow and Ramsey to the mountain are advising fog on the mountain road. Get your fog lights on. Unemployment on the Isle of Man fell in February, but the proportion of economically active people who are out of work remains the same at 0.7%. A total of 306 people are registered unemployed, with catering, medical and health services and retail among the sectors with the highest number of vacancies. The story in full from Christian Jones.
Figures for February 2024 show a decrease of 7 people in comparison to the same period a year ago. However, when comparing to the month prior, it's down by 16. Job centre vacancies also fell by 127 positions in comparison to the previous month and totals at 789. Of these positions, 56% were full-time and the remaining 44% were part-time. The International Labour Organisation estimates 751 people are unemployed and looking for work, which equates to a rate of 1.7%. Other business services, retail distribution and catering and entertainment are among the sectors with the highest number of unemployed people. Industries with the highest number of job vacancies is in catering and entertainment, medical and health services and retail distribution. 201 men are unemployed compared with 105 women, and long-term unemployment is defined as anyone who's been out of work for a year or longer. And as of February, there are 27 people who fall into this category. Geographically, the East is home to the most unemployed people at 217. The North, South and West sit at 39, 35 and 15 respectively.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300.
As far as the boats are concerned, the Mananan Fastcraft left Douglas at 4:12. She'll be in Liverpool in about 45 minutes time, departing at 8 o'clock tonight, back to Douglas at 10:45. Manxman had a morning off, but she's leaving at 7:45 this evening. Tahitian at 11:30, departing at 2:15, back at 6 in the morning. And the morning departure, 8:15, Manxman heads from Douglas to Heysham. In just 2 days, nearly 200 people responded to a survey asking how better to support new fathers on the Isle of Man. Manx Cares launched the questionnaire after recognising it's got gaps in its service. Louis Jennings is from Jerby, and he says it's important to help dads feel confident with their new baby.
The best way to describe it is a whirlwind, because the truth is we don't know what's happening, and we don't have any support network to go to, and and give us a clear indication as to what's going on or what to expect. And generally the women have. And what that creates is a bit of a divide in the sense that the women can take all this information on from various different channels, whether it's midwives and appointments and scans and things like that. They have that baby growing inside of them, so it's all real. They develop that connection. And the man really just doesn't get to be involved in that. And it's just a complete shock to the system. So you essentially just make it up as you go along. And there's a lot of pressure on that that you're not mentally prepared for at all. What I think Manx Care have maybe not picked up on is us as dads can be a massive help, not just to our wives and our newborns, but also to Manx Care themselves. Because if we are educated, they don't necessarily need to do some of the stuff that really we should be doing as dads. If we already know how to correctly hold our baby through a parental class leading up to the birth, we don't need a midwife to spend 5 minutes after the baby's just been born saying, no, 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 support the neck, hold this, put your arm like this. She can get on with her more important job. So I think it can only serve to benefit everybody. But as long as it's designed to educate future dads about the mother's hormones and also the requirements of a newborn baby. So all those basic things can be taught very quickly, and suddenly we can become a real big help.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Chanel Suku, producer Amy Griffiths. After the news at 6 o'clock, a repeat of Geraldine Jameson talking to Dave Myers, the recently deceased hairy biker. Greatest Hits at 6.30 with Chris Kinley, and I'm back tomorrow at 5.30 with another update.
WINT